Listen to God's Word for May 5th. Today's reading includes 1 Chronicles 15 and 16 and Psalms 1, 2, 15, and 22. May God bless this reading of His Word. First Chronicles 15. David constructed buildings for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, "No one but the Levites may carry the ark of God, because the Lord has chosen them to carry the ark of the Lord and to minister before Him forever." And David assembled all Israel in Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to the place he had prepared for it. Then he gathered together the descendants of Aaron and the Levites. From the Kohathites, Uriel the chief, and 120 of his relatives. From the Merarites, Azaiah the chief, and 220 of his relatives. From the Gershomites, Joel the chief, and 130 of his relatives. From the Elizaphanites, Shemaiah the chief, and 200 of his relatives. From the Hebronites, Eliel the chief, and 80 of his relatives. And from the Uzzielites, Aminadab the chief, and 112 of his relatives. David summoned the priests, Zadok and Abiathar, and the Levites, Uriel, Azaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab. And he said to them, "You are the heads of the Levitical families. You and your relatives must consecrate yourselves, so that you may bring the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place I have prepared for it. It was because you Levites were not with us the first time that the Lord our God burst forth in anger against us, for we did not consult him about the proper order." So the priests and Levites consecrated themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. And the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles, as Moses had commanded in accordance with the word of the Lord. David also told the leaders of the Levites to appoint their relatives as singers, to lift up their voices with joy, accompanied by musical instruments, harps, lyres, and cymbals. So the Levites appointed Heman, son of Joel, from his brothers Asaph, son of Berechiah, from their brothers the Merarites, Ethan, son of Cushiah, and with them their brothers next in rank, Zechariah, Jehaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micaiah, and the gatekeepers, Obed-Edom and Jeiel. The musicians, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were to sound the bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah were to play the harps according to Alamoth. And Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micaiah, Obed-Edom, Jeiel, and Azaziah were to lead the music with lyres according to Sheminith. Kenaniah, the head Levite, was the director of the music because he was highly skilled. Berechiah and Elkanah were to be guardians of the ark. Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nethanel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eliezer, the priests, were to blow the trumpets before the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiah were also to be guardians of the ark. So David, the elders of Israel, and the commanders of thousands went with rejoicing to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom. And because God helped the Levites who were carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. Now David was dressed in a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who were carrying the ark, as well as the singers and Kenaniah, the director of music for the singers. David also wore a linen ephod. So all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, with the sounding of ram's horns and trumpets, and with cymbals and the music of harps and lyres. As the ark of the covenant of the Lord was entering the city of David, Saul's daughter Michal looked down from a window and saw King David dancing and celebrating, and she despised him in her heart. 1 Chronicles 16. So they brought the Ark of God and placed it inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And they presented burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. When David had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he distributed to every man and woman of Israel a loaf of bread, a date cake, and a raisin cake. David appointed some of the Levites to minister before the Ark of the Lord, to celebrate, to give thanks, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph was the chief, Zechariah was second, then Jaiel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jaiel. They were to play the harps and lyres, while Asaph sounded the cymbals, and the priests Benaiah and Jehaziel blew the trumpets regularly before the Ark of the Covenant of God. On that day, David first committed to Asaph and his brothers this song of thanksgiving to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the nations. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wonders. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek out the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his marvels, and the judgments he has pronounced, O offspring of his servant Israel, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments carry throughout the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word he ordained for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, and the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. I will give you the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance. When they were few in number, few indeed, and strangers in the land, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He let no man oppress them. He rebuked kings on their behalf. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do no harm to my prophets. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but it is the Lord who made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy fill his dwelling. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and the earth rejoice. Let them say among the nations, "The Lord reigns." Let the sea resound, and all that fills it. Let the fields exult, and all that is in them. Then the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving devotion endures forever. Then cry out, "Save us, O God of our salvation. Gather and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting." Then all the people said, "Amen," and praised the Lord. So David left Asaph and his brothers there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to minister there regularly according to the daily requirements, along with Obed-Edom and his 68 relatives. Obed-Edom, son of Jeduthun, and also Hosa, were to be gatekeepers. And David left Zadok the priest and his fellow priests before the tabernacle of the Lord at the high place in Gibeon, to regularly present burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offerings, morning and evening, according to all that was written in the law of the Lord, which he had commanded Israel to keep. With them were Heman, Jeduthun, and the rest of those chosen and designated by name to give thanks to the Lord, for his loving devotion endures forever. Heman and Jeduthun had with them trumpets and cymbals for the music, and instruments for the songs of God. And the sons of Jeduthun were stationed at the gate. Then all the people departed for their homes, and David returned home to bless his household. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or set foot on the path of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither, and who prospers in all he does. Not so the wicked, for they are like chaff driven off by the wind. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord guards the path of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage, and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains and cast away their cords. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord taunts them. Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his fury. I have installed my king on Zion, upon my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree spoken to me by the Lord. You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with an iron scepter. You will shatter them like pottery. Therefore, be wise, O kings. Be admonished, O judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in your rebellion, when his wrath ignites in an instant. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Psalm 15, A Psalm of David. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks with integrity and practices righteousness, who speaks the truth from his heart, who has no slander on his tongue, who does no harm to his neighbor, who casts no scorn on his friend, who despises the vile, but honors those who fear the Lord, who does not revise a costly oath, who lends his money without interest, and refuses a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. Psalm 22, for the choir master, to the tune of The Doe of the Dawn, a psalm of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my words of groaning? I cry out by day, O my God, but you do not answer, and by night, but I have no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried out to you and were set free. They trusted in you and were not disappointed. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They sneer and shake their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord deliver him. Let the Lord rescue him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me forth from the womb. You made me secure at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast upon you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. They open their jaws against me like lions that roar and maul. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are disjointed. My heart is like wax. It melts away within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs surround me. A band of evil men encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing. But you, O Lord, be not far off. O my strength, come quickly to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of wild dogs. Save me from the mouth of the lion. At the horns of the wild oxen you have answered me. I will proclaim your name to my brothers. I will praise you in the assembly. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All descendants of Jacob, honor him. All offspring of Israel, revere him. For he has not despised or detested the torment of the afflicted. He has not hidden his face from him, but has attended to his cry for help. My praise for you resounds in the great assembly. I will fulfill my vows before those who fear you. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him, even those unable to preserve their lives. Posterity will serve him. They will declare the Lord to a new generation. They will come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, all that he has done. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.